Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Very good. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. Profitpro.us, right? Profitpro.us?
Yes. Yes, that's it, Jim. Thank you.
All right, so check out that website, folks. And of course, I know, Steve, you like to talk a lot about SCORE and about the great work that they do over there. He's an amazing, not only a local volunteer, folks, but a national leader in that group, too, which you heard us talk about on the show before. Right now we're talking about passive-aggressive behavior. And, Steve, let's talk about what do we do. When in the previous segment, we talked about the dangers of it, how it can actually take a company down. I mean, somebody could sit on some information that could help the company, that could prevent them from getting into a bind, or something critical they need could cost them a lot of money. Somebody could just sit on that information. I've seen that happen before, Steve, and it's extremely dangerous when someone behaves that way. And whenever you find an individual who's behaving that way, Steve, what do you do about it?
Well, Jim, the first challenge that you have is to identify the source of the problem, because not all passive aggressives are overt in their behaviors. They quite often work behind the scenes, sabotaging things like a submarine, just firing right out those torpedoes. But if you're a boss and an employer, first identify what's going on, understand who's involved and what they're doing, and try and find out why. And that means sitting down and talking to them. If people are willing to admit that their behaviors have not been in the best interest of themselves and others and the company, you may have an opportunity to redeem them.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, my first advice is don't hire passive-aggressive personalities in the first place.
How do you do that? How do you sort for passive-aggressive behavior? How do you screen for that?
Well, that means, and I know it's hard these days. You talk to other people that they've worked with. You look at their track record, their resume, and you interview extensively. That's your best first line of defense, and that's challenging. Mm-hmm. Your second opportunity, Jim, is to make sure that those kinds of behaviors are just not tolerated in your organization. You know, the moods, the attitudes, the failure to work as a team, failure to meet deadlines, and to be honest in your behaviors. You've got to make sure that it's just not tolerated. So that means building a culture, one that has a certain degree of openness, but also has respect for one another and mission and vision of the organization.
Steve, do you know if any of the screening systems, the personality profile, the DISC, some of the others, do you know if any of them give you indications of passive aggressiveness?
Not that I'm aware, Jim. It can be so subtle that it's hard to find. And for those who believe that it's not a pathology but a chosen behavior, it's not going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you actually look at how people are working. Mm-hmm. And if given it the idea that it's a chosen behavior, it may only show up when people get annoyed when the party finds a separate agenda and mm-hmm. starts working contrary to the goals that you have as a manager.
So you're saying it might be like guerrilla passive aggressiveness. They may be good teammates for a month, and then for a week they run off the rails. That kind of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Or, you know, they might miss a promotion. They might feel that they've been slighted in some way. They think they're not getting paid enough, whatever. And all of a sudden their reasonable level of cooperation in the past now becomes an insidious level of non-cooperation, because they may be in that position not to express their discomfort or anger or hostility openly, but they do it through their behaviors. But you got to take action where appropriate as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. What about talking to the team? If you think something like this is going on, what if you just had a discussion with the team about the dangers and the threats of passive aggressive behavior? And without pointing anybody out, just say, you know, folks, I read a book, you know, you could say, I read an article about this. So I want to make sure this never happens to us. You know, you could say, you know, read this article and something you've written something about, and there's been research written recently. You know, I read this article about passive aggressive behavior. Boy, if that happened in this company, it could take us down. It could cost us all our jobs. What about that? I'm going to let you comment on that when we come back after the break. You did write it. Is this article available, Steve? Is it going to be available for publication?
Yes, I just posted an article on my blog.
Okay, folks, go to
ProfitPro.us.
ProfitPro.us, find Steve's blog and read this. This is really, of course, anything Steve does is top shelf. Very intellectual, very smart, but plain English, too. So check that out, ProfitPro.us. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.